I am that Desi who's obsessed with Bollywood. I also consider myself a walking encyclopedia for all things filmy. I'm often completing people's sentences. What was that movie in which Shah Rukh's lenses fall off in the bathroom sink? Who knew the answer to that the moment they heard the two words Shah Rukh and lenses? And a similar thing for lyrics. I know all the lyrics of almost every Bollywood song. So yes, without me pushing it further, it is established how much I love Bollywood. I'm sure a lot of you Bollywood buffs would relate to me when I say that films do leave an impression on our lives. Some leave lasting impressions. And that's the topic for my podcast today. Impressions that film and media create. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my life went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. I mean, come on. Who didn't feel like going to Goa after watching Dil Chahta Hai, or thought that taking that one road trip with their friends, like in the movie Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, would be an absolute dream? My point is that somewhere at some deep psychological level, movies do leave a lasting impression. So picture this on screen. Shots of a slum. A dark brown skinned, thin kid dressed in drabs, probably dried snot on his face, and he's running around either in a slum or behind a train for some reason relevant to the opening of the story. Are you thinking Slumdog Millionaire? That's kind of what I'm hinting at, but Slumdog wasn't the first or the only film to do that. I had watched several things on Discovery, Nat Geo, and Global Channels for most of my childhood, and these mediums gave this typical type of an account of India. A few names come to my mind. These were some films which really left their mark amongst the audiences here. To name a few, of course, there's The Slumdog Millionaire, and then there's the recent one Lion, Marigold Hotel, Life of Pi, and so on. Their representation of a certain India is the common thread in all these films. Now compare this to the visual we have of the Western world. I'm currently in America, so that's the point of view I'm coming from here. I honestly believe that for us Indians, the West is what Yash Raj movies and filmmakers like Karan Johar wanted it to be for us. Really cool studio apartments, skyline view with all those glass walls, colleges with people going around on skateboards, really cool lecture rooms, superb parties, a kick-ass nightlife where people probably break into dances like the Desi girl. Yeah, sure. It's a really glamorous, rosy picture, and I bet anyone that lives here can tell it's nothing like the life here, not one bit. What I really have a problem with is why is the so-called third world shown in such a poor light, and why is the West over-beautified? I mean, what would it take to show cities like Mumbai or Delhi or any other Indian cities for that matter, like how they really are? Why don't storytellers encourage that? It is so fun for a Mumbaikar to talk to someone who has read Shantaram and who understands Kulaba for what its soul is. Someone who understands why chapati and street food are so essential. I mean, for the Mumbaikar that I am, I don't know how I feel about Dharavi and Dabbawalas being the only two things that my non-Indian friends could think of the first thing I talk about Mumbai. Because it is so much more for me. I wonder, is this all they take back with them when they visit India? I believe media creates such deeper impressions in our minds than reality itself. In the internet age, we read reviews before going to any place, and before we are at the actual place, we know exactly how to feel, what to eat, what to see, and how to think about that place. So everything is sort of done by media. Don't you feel so? Say for instance, you're going to a new restaurant in town. A lot of us will go on some app on our phone like Yelp or Zomato and look at the reviews of the restaurant. Look at the recommended dishes. Look at the cost. Probably read about how the waiters are going to interact with you. And then before we even go to the restaurant, we have already formed our opinions. And we know exactly what we're going to order, what we're going to expect in terms of taste, aroma, and even the texture of that dish. Our opinion is formed before we even stepped into the restaurant, and that is really what mediums like film are doing for those visiting our country. At least I think so. If someone visiting our country is told that beware of thieves, beggars, and rapists, that will be one of the leading impressions of their visit before they arrive and even stay as a memory years after they visit. So I feel like this needs to change. If not entirely, then at least there needs to be some effort towards creating some positive impressions. Because I understand that there are safety issues, but there are safety issues in a lot of places in the West too. You know, like how in some of those Bollywood movies, the girl has a lot of tequila shots in the bar and then herself and her boyfriend are walking back home, probably in New York City? Yeah, I have lived in New York City and I have been scared to death while walking back home past midnight. I have been afraid that the man following me could rape me or slap me and rob me. I have stood on the signal in a car and have had people knocking on my car window and begging for some money. I have been scared on the subways too past midnight. So what I'm trying to say is that we don't really get a balanced view of the world. There's this glamour attached to a life in the West and this darkness attached to the life in our so-called third world. With all this globalization, I hope we start understanding the need to balance things. With this podcast, I will continue talking about my various experiences trying to find comfort away from home. The next episode in this series is on arranged marriage, and I assure you, arranged marriage is not scary. It is actually quite fun. This podcast is available on the podcast app and on YouTube. You can find out more about this podcast on Tumblr, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you are listening to Culture Chaos.